Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I know you're like, what's the matter? Is there really going to be a show? What's going on? Well, I'm so glad to be doing this for you all today. Had some a couple of little glitches in the system, but we're getting them together as we speak. You know how I have this tendency to be a little distracted. I'm looking for a file that I just loaded, but I don't see it. Not here. I deleted some files in order for it to load up. I don't know what's really going on. Anyway, this is the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. I know it's been a while since we've been here, but we're here. Everything's wonderful. The Dead Horse Comedy Hour is not dead. So, I've been watching the news, and we've all heard about the homeless fellow. And there actually is another guy out there who has had a similar stroke of luck, I guess we'll say. And his name is Frank Robinson. I was actually planning on having him on the program so that we could get his story and find out what was happening with him and how his life has changed, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I mean, it's been done already. I kind of don't really want to do it, so we're not really going to do it. And I'm sorry about that. I'm apologizing to him and to his people, to his new fan base that's building. I'm sorry, Mr. Robinson. I know it is a great, great, great kin story of second chances. You know, you, El DeBarge. You know, there's a lot of people out there with all these second chance stories. But it's just been done. So I just don't want to do it, and I'm sorry about that. So moving on, we do have a caller on the line, and let's see who this is. Hello there. Welcome to Dead Horse Comedy Hour.
Hello, Carla. This is Frank Robinson. I'm the homeless guy who has a great voice.
Yes, Mr. Robinson. Hi.
Yes,
how are you?
I just heard that you don't want to do the show about me. I think you're making a big mistake here.
Well, I can understand that, Mr. Robinson, but you know, it's been done. It's oversaturated. How do I know that you're just not going to fall back on hard times again? So I just don't really.
Look, can I just say a few words? I'm not gonna do any of that. I have a talent just like that other guy, Ted Williams. I'm just as good.
Right.
I could do, you know, hey, you're listening to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour. I could do all that. I could do all the announcing and everything.
Well, that is impressive. I mean,
you have an excellent voice. Pam Grier is Foxy Brown. I could do all that.
That's really great, Mr. Robinson. Really, it is.
Well,
I think
you should give me a chance.
Well, you know, you've got your chance right now. You've already had the chance. You've been on the line.
So there's no way that you're going to just let me do an interview with you.
No, sir. There's not. In fact, I don't really want to be rude. My finger is poised.
All right, but I will be.
What's that? Hello? Mr. Robinson? Frank? Hello? Okay, well, he hung up. I'm sorry. Like I said, folks, we've heard this story, and in all honesty, you know, I'm a little nervous that he may not make it. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot to have to handle. You're out on the street for years, decades. You know, you don't have combs and brushes to brush your hair or your teeth or anything like that. And he's already admitted to having some issues with drugs, and TMZ has already found his background. He's a criminal. And I'm not trying to judge. Listen to me. I am not trying to judge Frank Robinson, the homeless guy with the great voice. I'm not trying to judge him at all. All I'm saying is that the story has already been done in the news, and I don't really want to go over it again, okay? All right, we've got another caller on the line. Let's take the call there. Hello there.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Yes. Am I on the air?
You are on the air, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, good.
What would you like to talk
about? I heard you talking to that guy, the homeless guy.
Right.
And I own a very profitable radio station, and I'd like to offer him a job.
Wow. You know, I don't have the information.
The thing is, I see that he uses, that other homeless guy brings a lot of heat to whatever he touches. So I want this guy to do the same thing. I could do it too. All right.
Wow, you know, that doesn't sound very above board, sir. What's your name?
All right, so what I'll do is I'll have you call. I'll give you my number. I'll have one of your people give. I'll give you my number off thing because I don't want any bozo calling me. Because you know they got a lot of yokels out here who are trying to get jobs, and you know they're not worthy of any kind of work at all.
Well,
I just
don't
want any kind of drug addicts coming in here. But I want to give that guy a job. So I'll talk to one of your people offline, or I'll send you an email or something like that.
Well, you may do that,
I personally don't know how to work email, but I'll have my secretary, who's one of those kids who's always texting all the time. I'll have her do it.
Well, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Did we get your name in case, you know, there are others out there, although you sound a little suspicious to me.
Schulte.
If there's others out
Schulte.
There.
Schulte.
Schulte.
Schulte is my name, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And I own a very
Schulte.
Profitable radio station, and I can offer the guy a job, a well-paying job. Not like he's working at Walmart. It could be a lot better. He could actually afford some really good stuff as opposed to, the stuff you get at Walmart.
Okay, I see. Well, now, not that I'm really acting as his agent, and I'm starting to feel a little bad here since he's got this opportunity, feeling a little bad that I don't have Mr. Robinson here on the line. But can you throw in a house or anything with your offer, or is
what
it
do you
just,
think? What do you think? I'm super rich. Think I'm Oprah Winfrey? I'm not. No, I can give him a job. He can find his own house.
Okay. Well, Schulte, Shorty. What was it? I'm sorry. What?
Name Schulte. Just have him give me a
Schulte.
Call.
Okay. All right. Well, let me put you on hold there and. We'll get one of our attendants to get your information. All right. Thank
all
you,
right.
Schulte.
Bye.
Right. All right. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, guys, and get his information there. Well, there you go. So, Mr. Robinson, okay, I'm apologizing that we didn't keep you on the air. We have an offer there for you. So, Mr. Robinson, I guess if you're listening and if you still feel like it, you can contact the company here, the Dead Horse Comedy Hour, and we'll try and hook you up with Gentleman Shorty or Schulte or Schulte or something to that effect. I've never heard of him, but doesn't have to be me hearing of everybody on the program. So that's good, though. That's good. You know, in all honesty, I mean, it's a great story. It's a great story of second chances, like I said. You know, you get the homeless guy, and he's got this hidden talent that we don't know about. And if it wasn't for, you know, the gracious white guy that came along and said, hey, let's help him, you know, Frank Robinson would still be out on the street. And it's good that we've taken him off the street. And, wow, he's had a whirlwind of things going on, hasn't he? And even though I said I wasn't going to do his story, it's interesting that I'm still talking about him. But, oh, hey, look, we have another caller on the line. Yeah, okay, let's take this call here. And, hey, go ahead, caller. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Hey, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm really happy because that guy just offered me a job. He offered me a job.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Robinson, Frank Robinson, hi.
Yeah, he just offered me a job, so I have working employment now. It's great. Now I can put my sign down because, you know, I'm still out here in the by the freeway and everything. Okay. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm just so happy. I don't know what to do. Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Calm down.
This is like the best thing that can happen to me.
All right. We need you to, you know, I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy
like
for
the
you.
Best thing.
Yeah, okay.
Thing.
All right.
I
love you.
I can give you a kiss. I love the whole world. I love even the people who just throw and spit at me. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I got to go.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Robinson. Folks, again, we're hearing from the popular, the rising in fame, Frank Robinson, the homeless gentleman from the Baltimore area who was had his sign up on the I-95 and the 395 bypass intersection area there down near the Inner Harbor. And we had one of the news crews members from, I believe it's WJZ, who finally decided to stop and ask Mr. Robinson to prove himself, you know, based on what was written on his sign. He asked Mr. Robinson to prove himself. And indeed, Mr. Robinson did prove himself there. So, you know, at the top of the, at the bottom of the hour here, the half hour, I said that we were going to interview Mr. Robinson. I just felt that the story had become oversaturated in the news, and I was making the executive decision not to interview him. But so far, he called. We've had an offer. Mr. Robinson has had an offer. And we're trying to hook the two up, and wow, phones are really hot today in this half hour here. We've got another call. Yes, hello there.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
How are you? Welcome to the program. Thanks for calling. What would you like to talk about today?
I want to talk to you about my father.
Oh, your father, and who might that be?
My father named Frank Robinson, that guy who was just on the air.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, you are one of the 18 children, I believe. Wow, this is great.
Yeah, my name is Danielle Gonorrhea Robinson.
And Danielle Gonorrhea
Robinson. Yeah, I just want to tell y'all that he ain't, all that stuff y'all talking about, he ain't no good. All he gonna do, once he get the money, he's just going to drink. He's going to drink and drink and drink. He ain't going to come over here and give us no money. You know he ain't going to give us no money. We ain't getting to see that money.
Well, wait, okay. First of all, Danielle Gonorrhea Robinson, you said? Okay, let me just ask you this. First of all,
he got 32 children, grandchildren, everything. He ain't gonna come over here and get none of that money. Ain't gonna get that money to nobody.
Okay, but wait, let's address one thing at a time, okay? Now, you are at least happy for your father, are you not?
I don't care, because he ain't going to give us no money. I don't care what.
But
if he wants a lot, he ain't going to give us none of that money. We ain't getting that money. We ain't getting none of that money. We ain't getting the money. And that's all I got to say.
My daddy, you can call me if you will. You got the
dollar. Before you go, hold on.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, listen. I'm a little choked up myself over, oh, my gosh, she's gone. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I have to get my composure back, folks. I'm sorry. That was Danielle Gonorrhea Robinson, daughter of one of the many children of Frank Robinson, the homeless fellow. And she maybe a little bit of anger there in her voice, or certainly disappointment, if not anger, but certainly disappointment. My microphone was messing up there. And what I was trying to find out from her, though, was at least, you know, if she could express some happiness over the good fortune that now seems to be showering upon her father. But she seemed more caught up in the idea of how much money she and the rest of her family were going to get as a result of the good fortune of Mr. Robinson. So, you know, I hope that, you know, there's a lot of healing that needs to go on between her and her father, for her father, and I'm sure other family members. So, My sympathies go out to her, and wishes for good luck. Let's see, we've got another caller on the line. Yes, caller, hello there. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hello, this is Dr. Phil. I was just, you know, whenever whenever there's a semi-famous person in the news who has some kind of a semi-psychological problem, I'm usually the person they talk to get it all straight. And if I can't help them, they usually go to Steve Witko. I heard about this other homeless guy who has a great voice. And
yeah,
you were going to have
Phil,
him on your show, but you didn't have him on your show, and so his daughter called, and there's a whole lot of problems there, so I figured, hey, this is something I can do.
Well, that's great, Dr. Phil. That is wonderful that you're going to step up and try to help this gentleman. Now, you're not going to be the Dr. Phil and, like, berate the guy and just chew him up, are you?
Of course not. I'm not that kind of guy. You think I'm that kind of guy? Of course not. Just because he's an alcoholic, drug-addled, homeless person who doesn't go out and help his kids, his own kids, the kids he made, laid down with these women and just made 18,000 children. That's adding to the welfare rolls of our nation. Of course I'm not going to do all that. Now, the thing is, I know exactly what he's going to have to do. The thing is, And may I be honest with you, Mr. Glover, or whatever your name is. I just need to know, is he going to backslide? Of course he's going to backslide. He doesn't have any kind of, he's dealing with the externals. He's probably got a new house, probably got a new car. He's probably going to buy the expensive liquor as opposed to the Budweiser. But he's just going to spend all that money. See, the thing is, I know exactly where he's coming from. There were years when I had to be Oprah Winfrey's other guy. I had a little lot of things I had to do. I was like a man who worked for Oprah. When Stedman couldn't be there, I had to be there. And I was looking into a big black hole every time. I never thought I'd ever get out of there. I thought I was going to be a homeless colored man on the side of the road with a sign.
That's what you thought you were going to be?
I got my own show, and now actually I have all my own TV show, my own wife, pretty young wife, everything.
This is true, Dr. Phil. This is true. But I have a question for you. Now, are you speaking – okay, so you're saying you know what he's going through based on experience, and, you know, it's not necessarily scientifically based because you're just making these assumptions or these stereotypical assumptions, I might add, that he's just going to be buying the liquor and the cars. How do you know this? What – is causing you to believe this about Mr. Robinson, who has said himself that he's been clean for a couple of years? Why do you feel that he's just going to snap back? Why don't you think he's going to be able to make it? Huh?
Well, as a semi-trained psychological professional, I know. But that's what a lot of people do. And see, you got to remember, I'm on TV. You got to take everything
you
see on TV as the truth. So if I'm on TV, I know better than somebody who's on radio, much, much less Blog Talk Radio.
I got
you.
Well,
you know, Oprah is better than somebody on radio. Oprah's better than anybody on regular TV.
Okay.
She's got her own network now. So,
You're right about that.
You got to remember, everybody, there's a pecking order here. TV.
All right. Dr. Phil.
Radio.
Let me ask you this. Okay.
AM radio.
I understand.
CB radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Thank you. So, Dr. Phil, I understand now. Word is, I heard this on TMZ, as a matter of fact, that you're going to be flying Frank Robinson and his entire family to stay with you. I'm just wondering how your wife, Robin, is that her name? How she's going to, how she's dealing with this.
Well, Robin is okay with it. She's going to be in Palm Springs that weekend, and I'm just going to have a whole slew of, you know, crack babies pretty much at my house. But don't worry, I've got a security force that will actually keep them in this room. They'll be all together. And don't worry, everything will be taken care of. You know, I'll be all right. Everybody in my neighborhood will be all right. And,
Now,
you know, everything's
going to
be quite fine.
Okay. Is there any truth to the another report that part of the healing process is that, in fact, you're going to have Mr. Robinson simulate being out on the street again? Is that true? Is that part of the process?
That's right. I'm going to have him. Drinking cheap. He's going to be getting a lot of his wine and everything from old beer cans. He's going to pour it all together, make himself a kamikaze of street wine and liquors, and then I'm going to make him drink it. It's going to be on my show. It's going to be a special show that we're doing.
Okay.
And then we're going to have him back on. We're going to, you know, have him back on the street with the sign, you know, that famous sign that will probably be in the Smithsonian very soon, you know, depending on how he does. Because if he doesn't, this could be either a comeback story on the scale of, let's say, a Michael Vick. Because the thing is, let me tell you about this. With Michael Vick, he wants to have a dog, but what we're going to have to do is start him out with something small like a goldfish. And if he abuses the goldfish, then we take, if he doesn't do that, then we take him up to another higher animal, like, you know, tropical fish. And then if he does all right with that, we'll give him a frog. And if he doesn't abuse a frog, like, you know, having them frog fights and all of that, then he might be able to have a hamster, and then on and so on. But I don't want to have him. I hope he doesn't do what somebody else who was a dog fighting person did. We got him through the food chain, and then he started having these monkey fights. And that monkey fights they were very entertaining, but you know, they was very cruel to the monkey.
And against the law. Well, you know what, Dr. Phil, I want to thank you for calling in. We're down about 15 or 10 seconds on the show. I definitely want to thank you for calling in. I'm happy that you're going to take in Mr. Frank Robinson, the other homeless guy.
Check out my show, Dr. Phil. Check the local listings.
Thank you, sir. You've been listening to the Dead Horse Comedy Hour.